We will continue to take your calls, but coming up next, we're going to be having a conversation with Marie van Zyl, who's a training coordinator at ITSI. I mean, we always talk about the importance of finding different ways of studying. And so the Learning Hacks study method course is based on insights from a variety of disciplines, particularly that of mind, brain, and education, to teach students the fundamental truths of learning. Many myths prevail when it comes to studying, and the Learning Hacks course is then aimed at uncovering these myths while teaching in the classroom. So to tell you a little bit more about this then is Marie van Zyl. Marie, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Marie, we talk of always trying to find different ways of trying to teach our students. You are saying then at ITSI, you have the answer to this. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, we certainly hope so. Now, our study course was born out of the need that we saw that there are many, many study courses out there, and we know how important studies are. And the more we can help our students, the better. And we've realized a lot of these courses teach them this is how you make a mind map or this is how you make flashcards, but they don't necessarily teach them why these methods work, why they have to do certain things in a certain way. And then we decided, no, we want to address this. We want to teach students why they work, how do their brains work, how do they should they study to be effective? And that's how our learning hack started. We're like, no, we're going to teach them this is how your brain works, this fantastic organ in your brain that does all these wonderful things for you. So if you make a flashcard, this is why it works, and this is how to use it effectively. So that's what we try to achieve, and I do believe we've succeeded.
And so my understanding of it when I was reading about it, Marie, is that it's more like going to a dietitian, because most often when we go to the gym to train to try and lose body weight, we try to do it the same as everyone else. But when you go to a dietitian, they give you a specific plan that's tailored to you. Is this then the same concept, or am I missing it?
No, that's quite close. Our brains in general all work very similarly. So we can with confidence say, this is how neural pathways are formed. But if you go and study, use different modalities. We do bust a lot of myths. You mentioned that as well. One of the more unpopular ones or controversial ones is study styles. And we tell students, you might have a preferred style. For example, I like to doodle while I listen to the teacher. But then based on MBE research, you know what? Match the study, the modality of your studying to what you're studying. If you're learning geography, look at a map. Trace the map where it's going. If you're studying languages, listen to someone talking to it. And these form the neural pathways in your brain better. So even though each student is different, there are a few common traits that work when they do study.
To you at home, 25 minutes after 5, we are talking about the Learning Hacks study method course that is based on insights from a variety of disciplines, particularly that of mind, brain, and education, to teach students the fundamental truth of learning. As you're listening to the voice of Marie van Zyl, who is talking about some myths that are out there when it comes to studying. And so Marie is the training coordinator at ITSI, who's joining you to explain in greater detail what this means and why perhaps your child needs it. You make the assertion, Marie, that, you know, this sort of course will help a child or anyone studying for that matter to retain their information better. So why? How does this help you retain information better?
Well, the course teaches any student, like I said, not just learners at school, but anyone studying anything new, you know, lifelong learners, that you can learn anything with the right amount of effort and working smart. So when we teach students why their brains work the way they do, why sitting down and studying something, what are the mechanics going on in their brains, it motivates them more. Not just saying, well, I learned that I have to draw a mind map like this instead of going, well, I now know that if I study this work like this, if I do make a mind map and I put in the effort, that this is happening in my brain. So it motivates them more. And they've got a deeper understanding of how learning works. Not just what to do, but why to do it.
There's so many questions that I have, but before we run out of time, I have to ask you, because I'm sure there's many parents that are listening, they're saying, but how do we get a hold of these people? Where do I go to ask the questions or more questions on this? How do they go about getting a hold of you, Marie?
Well, if they go onto the web, they can just go to itsieducation.com. Or very simply, if they just type in it.si, it'll reroute them to that website as well. And our study method breakdown is there, more about the company is there, and there's a very easy to fill in form if they ever want to contact us.
And so how long is the course, and also can you do it while, let's say I'm in matric, but I also want to do this course, is there a possibility of doing both at the same time?
Yes, no, of course. The course, we know how precious time is for students, for parents that need to show further students around. Our course is in total 6 hours. It's a 3 sessions of 2 hours each, spaced a week apart, because we do apply a lot of MBE principles like spaced learning, not cramming everything into their heads at once, but breaking it up. So it's, like I said, 6 hours in total, 2 hour sessions, and we go through neuromyths, how the brain works, study methods, and make it a nice, concise course for them.
And that being said, then, Marie, as we are about to let you go, what would then be your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
Just that research has shown that you can learn anything given enough time and effort, and our course just helps you to do that effectively. Not wasting precious time and understanding how that wonderful organ between your ears work.
Murray, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and we're certainly hoping to be chatting with you in the near future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Murray Van Zyl, Training Coordinator at ITSI.